This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. One up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake.
It's the American Family Farmer. Not getting larger, but getting better. American Family Farmer Show is where our podcast is. That's the website, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into an hour or less, depending on how much time you have or how the podcast edit works, much as anything else. A lot of things going on, and I try to take the following sort of overview. I want to give you some news to think about. Then we're going to meet, in this case, Nick Papadopoulos is the founder of CropMobster.com. Very interesting mission. I think you'll be impressed with what he's doing and how he's doing it. And then I'll offer a commentary on something that's going on in the world of food, family, and farm. I think this sort of, actually the news fits into that, if you will. There's a lot of focus on the broadband issues that farmers are having, and I don't know whether you felt it personally. I even feel it, and I'm in a moderately big community, but we have horrible, horrible cell service and broadband in general. So this is not news to me, and maybe to many of the people who are listening to this program. The fact that 60% of farmers say they don't have enough internet connectivity to run their business, to run their farm, and it has influenced critical business decisions and overall profitability is an outrage, as far as I'm concerned. Whether it's a reliable enough signal in the office to file your tax paperwork, the ability to upload yield maps from your office to perhaps whoever you're selling your product to, turning on your irrigation. There are a lot of things that are done with computers now, as we all know. All businesses, including farming, including agriculture, are inundated with ways to, in most circumstances, make it easier for you to farm, make it easier for you to run your operation. But the lack of connectivity now, here's the story, at least, that I saw of one Illinois farmer quoted saying his broadband signal is more reliable than dial-up internet, while cell phone service is touch and go. We're quite a distance from any major metropolitan area, so we don't have strong signals. That's what I'm talking about here where I am. Signals are awful. If we're lucky on a good day when the wind is blowing in the right direction, I get one bar. And some of these farmers don't even have that. This fellow says, I'm reluctant to buy technology that requires good service or connectivity if I can't be guaranteed internet access. And that's, you know, this is what's going on. There were 2,000 farmers who were surveyed for this overview of broadband and what their service is all about. 37% wanted to increase their use of data to make better decisions. 19% want to use it to improve their efficiency. And 10% cited cost savings when they had the proper information that's available to everybody. When farmers can't maximize the functionality of their equipment, particularly in the middle of the field, it has repercussions beyond the farm, said the president of the Sustainable Strategy organization that did this study. More and more of the future is about data and data transfer. The timely dissemination and use of data is becoming more important. As a, you know, this is kind of, I have been talking about a message that I saw to Donald Trump on one of the websites. A farmer who's from Shelby County, Ohio, said he's done with President Trump. And one of the reasons is because of the changes in net neutrality and accessibility to technology and broadband. So, under the circumstances, I mean, can you blame them? I don't know who's going to be the Democrat. It doesn't look like there are a bunch of great stars there either. The fact that Elizabeth Warren did seemingly, according to some anyway, fairly well in the debate this past week doesn't mean anything to most people, because most people don't even know who she is. Maybe she's getting, people know who Joe Biden is. People know, I think when you look at that list, other than Joe Biden, who's internationally recognized or even nationally known? Not a lot of those people on there. Elizabeth Warren has been traveling around the country the last couple of years trying to make her name a household name. I'm not sure that she has an affinity with farmers at all, so how well she's doing among farmers remains to be seen. But I'm looking at the rest of this broadband study for farmers. 78% of farmers don't have a choice in internet service providers. 40% of farmers have a fixed internet connection, while others rely on satellite. More than 90% of the survey of those surveyed across the board say that they can't get a reliable internet or smartphone connection. 90%. As many farmers know, cell phone signal can be sketchy out in the middle of nowhere. I'm looking at a statement from a North Dakota grower that participated in a phone interview, said he had to get 5 or 6 miles from his house before he even got a cell phone signal that he could use to take the survey. How does that work in this modern era? A lot of farmers would use better connectivity to monitor their bottom lines if they had the internet ability to do so. Here's a guy from Arkansas. Said like to have more moisture sensors to help make irrigation decisions, which would help conserve water and fuel. Also like to be able to have more access to edge of field nutrient monitoring data. I'm looking at some other, 3 or 4 other comments just like that. Farmers contributed $133 billion to the gross domestic product last year, 60% not having adequate internet. Isn't that an outrage? And it's worse since the net neutrality thing came to pass. So that's another one of the reasons that farmers are fed up with Trump. Here's one, as I said, the guy from Ohio said, I wouldn't vote for him now if he walked on water. And he was upset because of all the trade stuff and what that's done to his business. He's got 420 acres of beans and corn, and he's got some dairy cows, and he's got some beefers, and he's just not a happy camper. And I think a lot of farmers feel that way. So what do you do about it? I mean, I don't see any rosy characters on the other side, as I said before, either. So, but we all of us, I decry this all the time, how dependent we are on the government. You can't do this, you can't do that. What is the government going to say? We got to have an inspector for this. It is nonsense. But yet it's everywhere and getting worse. So, but that's my report on broadband. I think it's important for us to understand and consider that reality. It's exasperating. It really is. When you think about all the things that interfere with what we're trying to do to raise food and sustenance for our friends, the rest of the people who live in this country with us. And most people don't even know, because, they've grown up thinking the food comes from the supermarket. Well, they know about farms and farmers. And that's one of the things we're trying to overcome here in our conversations on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some advice now on farmers and all of us who are thinking about our health and longevity. How do we get there? How do we stay there? How do you help yourself, especially when it comes to losing weight? You want to stay away from the unhealthy crash diets. You want to stay away from the unhealthy drugs. You want to stay away from the unhealthy stimulants. And that's what happens when you use Kellitren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Kellitren is all natural. The only weight loss product on the market today that is this healthy, all natural weight safety. Go online now to calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and take advantage of the DJV code, allowing you to get big sale items and free shipping, that kind of stuff. Always something good, always something profound, always something helpful at calotren.com to help you lose weight and keep it off, most importantly.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, women entrepreneurs are poised to end 2019 on a high note, with 84% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth. Future revenue projections and expansion plans have reached four-year highs and are stronger among women business owners than their male counterparts. Bank of America executive Sharon Miller shares her perspectives on the research.
Women business owners see a bright future for their businesses, anticipating revenue growth and expansion opportunities in the year ahead. However, there is still work to be done, as many say work-life balance, access to capital, and pay equality remain issues. They identified having more women in powerful positions of influence as a factor that could help pave the way for the next generation of women entrepreneurs. At Bank of America, we intend to do our part by providing the opportunities and resources women need to help launch and grow their businesses.
For more information about the Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, visit bankofamerica.com.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
All right, the clock continues to tick here. Let's see how much information we can get from Nick Papadopoulos, who's the founder of CropMobster.com. I'm looking at this right now, and there are all kinds of things on this website. So I'm trying to figure out what you're all about, and it came to me in talking to my colleagues. This is kind of like Craigslist for farmers, yes?
Bingo, Doug, and nice to be on the show with you today.
Nice to have you here. So what was the what's the inspiration behind this? How did you figure this out?
Yeah, it started, Doug, when I had the honor to help manage my family's vegetable farm out in Northern California. And as you know, being a farmer yourself, there's all sorts of issues. You've got Mother Nature on the board of directors causing challenges all the time, all sorts of issues and opportunities come up. And one day I was standing in our veggie cooler after a farmer's market got done at the series of farmer's markets. And I saw boxes of premium organic vegetables that hadn't been sold. And knowing how much love and money and passion got put into producing those vegetables in an area of millions of people just drove me absolutely insane that I wasn't finding a home either for sale, for discount, or even for donation. And so I started fiddling around with social media and the internet and this community we had built around our farm and our broader community for our CSA program, and started doing instant alerts. Anytime food was at risk of going to waste or not get sold, we'd put these alerts out to the people. And you know what? This is even before Crop Mobster started. People started sharing those alerts and getting involved to help us find a solution. And the first time around, a mom rolled up actually within 24 hours to our farm in her minivan, took the food off our hands, bought it for us at a discount, and then was able to share it with her friends in her subdivision neighborhood. So we won, they won, and we got to make some new customers and friends at the same time. We did it the next week for a donation. It worked, and now it's really, like you said, like Craigslist for local food and other issues in our local regional food system.
All right, so I want to dig into how you get around some of the stupid laws that may affect this as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
The maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
A continuation of our conversation, Doug Steffen with Nick Papadopoulos, the founder of CropMobster.com. So we got the picture on how Crop Mobster got started. I am concerned about government and stupid laws that often get in the way of people trying to help other people when it comes to food, where we have extra food that could be used to help people. There are some local laws. I don't know whether they're sometimes regional. Have you run into that with what you're trying to do? And this is only one part of the service, by the way. When we really dig into this, as you folks listen to how this works, it's fabulous for farmers everywhere. But let's stick with the food excess here, Nick, for a minute, and how you are able to, if there are laws, how do you circumvent them, or you just ignore them like I would?
Yeah, Doug, that's a great question. We're really not about circumventing laws or ignoring them. What we do is we just connect people directly. We really believe in the power of direct relationships and letting the people and the farmers and gardeners and other nonprofits figure it out for themselves. So We don't take hold of any product at Crop Mobster. We don't take hold of any money. We actually just let folks post alerts on whether it's their tractor for sale, or I'm looking at organic rice straw, or in the case of excess kale or dairy or meat products. We let folks post and figure it out themselves, and the power of community usually has a good way of doing that. There are laws around protecting people who donate in good faith. Last time I looked, there was one called the Good Samaritan Law, which anyone donating food in good faith isn't liable, and things like that. But for the most part, we're just really trying to connect people, buy, sell, trade. Like I said, today it's a nice collection of folks looking for manure, antique combines, jobs, rice straw. And then, you know, you mentioned earlier about broadband, and, you know, we're even a place where if people are ticked off about the lack of broadband in a state or region, we allow them to make action alerts and post, and like you, rally your neighbors and friends to go sign that petition and to get her done when it comes to it. We actually have a program we're talking with one of the land grant universities to get 4-H'ers involved in doing some citizen science around studying broadband access for their own farmers and
that's
rural
a great
residents
idea
out in California.
Yeah.
So our platform can be used for anything, really, as long as it helps people, relates to food, ag, natural resources. We try to get people together to get things done.
When did you say you started doing this?
This is about 2013, so coming up on 7 years ago.
Have you got a way of measuring the impact of this? Is it just if we look at the webs? I'm looking. This is prolific. There are things on here that are fabulous. I like to buy and sell and trade tractors, stuff like that, mostly Massey Ferguson's. So I'll now look at this and see where you have Massey's for sale and how, you can specifically look for that. I'm looking at on the left-hand side of this homepage. It gives you the various categories, and I'm sure if I dig around in there, I can make it more specific to what I'm actually looking for, right?
Yeah, and so right now we're focused a lot on the Western U.S. and Northern California. We just released a new technology that's useful in anywhere in the United States. And what we're really trying to do with folks like you and others is rally support and partners to be able to grow this into a nationwide movement where everyone has access to a vibrant, thriving community exchange in their local region, like you and your area, Massachusetts, I believe, right?
Yeah, fired up there.
And so right now we are still in the process of expanding nationally, and I have some things to talk about in a little bit there. But, yeah, you're exactly right. Over the years, well, I can't put dollars on it because it's just stacked up and stacked up. Millions of dollars of equipment, food, materials have been shared and sold and made for folks and small farmers. We haven't taken a dime of that. Mm-hmm. As well as, you know, when you look at other things, resources that would have gone to waste, to the landfill and rotted, pounds and pounds and tons and tons. So,
yeah, let's talk more about how we get it into a new region after these words.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro, 64GB, $12.50 a month. Both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease applied within two bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30 activation fee, taxes and restrictions apply.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. Call 800-734-5114.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are ramping up their impeachment probe. They've decided against a formal vote on the inquiry of the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's no constitutional need for a vote on an impeachment inquiry.
There's no requirement that we have a vote, and so at this time we will not be having a vote.
President Trump and Republicans in Congress have been demanding the vote, the president calling the inquiry illegitimate and refusing to cooperate without such a vote. Pelosi says,
this is not a game for us. This is deadly serious.
New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin.
This process is such a clown show, and I say that because that's as politically correct as I could get.
The committees will hear Thursday from the U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 22 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
Paying tribute to agriculture, natural resources, resources in general. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American Family Farmer and a broadcaster as well. But the two things I was talking, Nick Papadopoulos is with us. He's the founder of CropMobster.com. I urge you to go to the website and see what's there. I was talking on one of my other radio programs, Nick. My son got married over this past weekend, and one of the things that we were talking about, we were sort of visiting and thinking about what we have to be thankful for and all the good things that are in our lives, and a lot of people don't have a lot of the resources that we do have, and thus, especially when it comes to agriculture, they know, I was speaking in tribute, that people were interested in my, you know, where it's always the priorities, and my priorities have always been my children, my farm, and my broadcasting. That's been what the threads are in my life. And so it isn't just something that I do for a living, it's my passion. And being able to help other people, I think we're all here to help. And farmers can do such a great job in helping. That's what we do. Basically, that's how our lives are committed to helping people with the devotion to making and growing good food. So when there is a lot of excess, or we have the communities that are connected now, hopefully by, we were talking about broadband earlier, by having this new world order of internet connections, and we can trade things. I'm a great trader. I love to trade stuff. And I think that that's part of what you bring. You have all kinds of things. What do you find people are most interested of? All of the things that you have here at CrabMobster.com, what's the number one most used resource at the moment?
I can't answer that question, but I think when if you look at pounds and tons and things like that, it's got to be soil. Soil's so important, whether it's your garden, your farm, et cetera. There's a ton of compost and soil amendments and other ingredients that are traded, and then you've got things, you know, anytime people love fruit, so anytime there's a harvest going on, apples, pears, et cetera, you get a bunch of gleaning and donations happening in that world as well as sales.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's good to know. How do you, we talked about it being out in the West Coast, how do you think this thing is going to spread? How do we get Crab Mobster here where I am on the East Coast?
Yeah, I think it's starting to spread, so I'm really excited about that, and I would really love to work with you to make that happen out on the East Coast. But there's basically, yeah, let's do it. There's three ways to think about it. First of all is grassroots. Like you said, we don't have to wait for the bureaucrats or others to get going here. What we need is to recruit a coalition of, you know, 20 to 50 people in a region, maybe half of whom or 40% of whom are producers or have something to trade and offer, and then get a bunch of neighbors and other friends signed up who are really passionate about local farms, supporting local farmers, getting involved in their local region when it comes to food supply and securing that for our future. And you get a, you know, a good 40, 50 people posting, sharing these alerts on our platform. You can do so today. Then we can start to let it rip and make things happen in a region. We've started to see that in areas like the greater Sacramento region in California. The elected officials and the leaders actually see the value of what we do and see the impact that happens. And so you get groups like University of California, Division of Ag and Natural Resources. These are the cooperative extension folks that exist around the country. They partner with us to expand this to other regions, counties, and states out west. And then you get groups like a really fun one that is about creating our future farmers and our future leaders, Doug.
Mm-hmm,
this
yeah.
isn't just an online website. It only works when you have strong, committed local leaders in a region like yourself or even young whippersnappers getting involved. So we're just finishing up a two-year pilot in Merced mm-hmm. County, California, where we actually took young leaders, students at the college there, through what we call Crab Mobster University, training them on how to engage in their community, work in the online environment, make presentations and actually look elected officials in the eye and communicate. And so what we do is we give young leaders the gear to drive impact in their community today with the hopes that 10, 20, 30 years down the road, we've sprouted a bunch of other leaders ready to drive change and to drive security in their local food region. So it's sort of an online as well as the offline piece is important. What happens if there's no internet? Well, we want to still be around, and the way you do that is building strong local relationships that exist even when the internet and the light bulbs go out.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, I can see how, I was just looking at, you've got a wanted page, wanted fresh manure, no horse manure.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cute, actually.
Yeah.
But there are all kinds of resources here. I get if you're trading or selling online how those people make money, but how do you make money? How does Crab Mobster survive?
Yeah, there you go. So we have a few models right now. Firstly, and we have a lot of fun with this one, is we have one of the world's greatest food merchandise stores. So if you go to our store, you can see a shirt with two pears on it and says Grow Pear. We have another one that's very top selling, Make Asparagus Great Again. Another one, especially when political climate gets tense, it's Peas Remain Calm. So we have a strong sales of our online merchandise, and that's how we like it, is our members supporting us and other champions purchasing stuff from us, and this helped keep the light bulb on. Me and my team also do a bunch of other work helping regions deal with food, resource, and other security issues in a consulting fashion and things like that. Grants, as well as sponsors. So right now, we just finished off a two-year grant through the Global Food Security Initiative in the state of California, and then also the UC system, because of the work with students and the work with extensions, has sponsored us. And so we work with a range of ways, and if someone's interested in pitching in, whether it's an individual or an organization, I just recommend folks reach out to us. But eventually what I'd like to do is turn on to be so valuable and so useful to farmers and small businesses that when someone makes a post, they sell out. And when that happens, it'll be worth someone pitching in $5 or $10 to make a post when they're selling something or a herd of cattle or sheep or tractors for thousands and thousands of dollars. So that's down the road. But right now we're focused on adding value and preserving our place in communities as a trusted partner.
Well, I'm looking at a lot of these things. Yes, it is West Coast, Santa Rosa, where we're on the air there, and some of these other areas, Rancho, Cordova. It is very California-centric at the moment, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have wings doesn't have legs. But, you know, it's one of those things that needs to spread, and word of mouth is as good a way for it to spread as possible. You're looking for help, you can find it online here. You're looking for little chicks, you can find it. Have you seen The Biggest Little Farm? Did you see that documentary?
I haven't seen that yet. I can't wait. A lot of folks.
If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. I watched it on the plane going out to California last week, and it was something that it brought tears to my eyes because it was so me. What they've done is kind of what I've done on my farm, although I didn't start from scratch, but they had such fabulous ideas. And you have some fabulous ideas, too. I think that you should be congratulated for putting this, the information that you have, the system that you have, and it's all about help. We're all here to help you. I'll spend a few more minutes with you if you'll hold on, Nick. Thank you. Nick Papadopoulos from CropMobster.com. All right, let me help you help yourself. How are you doing when it comes to the sleep department? Are you getting enough rest? Are you feeling good when you wake up? Or are you not feeling good when you wake up? Are you feeling like, God, the pillows are terrible, the mattress is weak, I don't like the sheets because they chafe? Well, how about we get rid of all that stuff and put you on a new pillow diet? Yes, you can consume all the pillow products that you need. The MyPillow folks not only help you with pricing, but if you buy more than $200 worth of material, of products, they'll finance it for you if you desire. So, MyPillow, this guy Lindell and the people on his staff are geniuses in marketing as well as coming up with great products. If you're good marketers and you got a lousy product, nobody's won't make any difference. They use it once and it doesn't work and they'll never come back again. But with MyPillow, your dream comes true, literally and figuratively, because they do have the best sheets, the best pillows, pillowcases, all that good stuff, and at fabulous prices. You can save over 50% right now on mattress toppers, and you get all of the detail. Here's what I would suggest you do. I can talk about the value and the virtue of all the things they have at MyPillow. You can go to the catalog and see the roll-as-you-go pillows and the pet pillows and the big ones and the little ones. And you can, the BOGO deal right now, buy one, get one free. All of that stuff is great. MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Specials tab and get all these discounts on all of MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the pillows themselves. Promo code is DJV to benefit from that. DJV for all the great radio specials, all the great deals at MyPillow.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Today through next Tuesday, Lumber Liquidators Flooring Yard Sale has over 400 floors on sale, up to 50% off. It's a sale so abundant that it literally cannot fit in our showroom and must spill out onto our parking lot. Or, for the sake of the metaphor, our yard. Or is it our driveway? Let's not get caught up in semantics. What's important here is that there are many, many floors on sale, up to 50% off. These are the floors homes are built on. Lumber Liquidators Flooring.
Back to Nick Papadopoulos, who's the founder of CropMobster.com here on the American Family Farmer. The whole layout of this thing is fabulous. It does remind me of Craigslist a bit, maybe because people don't like Craigslist much anymore. There are a lot of con jobs being done around Craigslist. I can see you're working hard to keep this clean, though, and that's probably a job in and of itself, isn't it, Nick?
Yes, we personally moderate every single post that gets posted, so nothing goes online without a human eye and a human touch. So we have very little issues, knock on wood. And before I dive in further, I'd like to thank one of your listeners, Lynn. She just purchased a Make Asparagus Great Again Lady Scoop Neck T-shirt.
Just did she?
Tickles my heart when people support us like that.
Well, when they're listening and they take immediate action, too, that's kind of a good
action thing.
Yeah,
let's
action. Yeah, well, actions, the old cornball expression, speak louder than words. We can talk a lot and maybe it doesn't register, but somebody like that who hears it and says, yep, I'm on board, let's do it. And so I look at the things there are, to go back to highlight this again, at CropMobster.com, you can buy things, you can trade things, you can give things away, you can have land that's for rent advertised or houses, or you want help or you want products, or you want manure, whatever it is that you want, all kinds of resources that I find here. And what, again, is your connection to the University of California?
Well, it's really around this idea about how do we make this idea of, like, the online Grange movement and communities getting together, have that come back again in our communities. And this is just one tool and method to make that togetherness in communities happen. University of California, Division of Ag and Natural Resources, is part of the U.S. Land Grant University and Cooperative Extension System. They see the value in what we do, and we have a great partnership in terms of getting students and academics and others involved in spreading this throughout California and the U.S.
Well, you're to be congratulated, and I'll help you as much as I can. Nick Papadopoulos from CropMobster.com. Check it out. Every farmer or farm family ought to check this out. CropMobster.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Several bits and pieces of information, including an answer to the question, what's wrong with cow gas? Because I feel very strongly about it, and I'm going to give you my 2 cents worth. I also want you to know what's going on with the American Family Farmer podcast. The most recent one begins with the news from the world of agriculture, as I see it. One of the items are the words of Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, who said, quote, get big or get out. He and the current administration favoring big farms over the small family farm, that's pretty damn obvious. One example is of the dairy industry. Big dairies account for 80% of the milk production today versus the smaller dairy farms. So we talk about that. Then there's a conversation on the podcast that's currently the most recent one at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. A conversation with Ben and Taryn Marcus, who own and operate Sheepscott General Store, and a farm that goes with it. They tell us about their venture. They're opening up a pick-your-own hemp farm, which is really interesting in this day and age. And then we talk about the small and large farmer and how the small farmer is much better at regenerating soil, how we treat our soil, that sort of thing, with some tips in that department. So please make it your business each week. If you listen to this program, you're okay. You can get the podcast, which basically culls a lot of the most important things that we talk about and puts them out there for your presentation, Ben. They're all archived in order. Find them, please, and listen and learn AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. We're going to learn that there's nothing really wrong with cow gas after these words.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, so the discussion of late, the last couple of years, especially about cow flatulence leading to global warming, they're all over the place and they're just plain wrong. There are some people who are demanding moves like Meatless Monday so that the problem can be resolved. I've looked at a lot of air quality reports. I've looked at a lot of people who are working on setting the record straight. That's one of the motivations I have for paying as much attention to this thing as I do. There was a report issued by the Food and Ag Organization, FAO, at the UN called Livestock's Long Shadow, which was complete bunkum. A professor in Pennsylvania did some explanations on the work he did to debunk the report, which stated that agriculture is a major contributing factor to greenhouse gases. The role of livestock in global warming has gotten a lot of coverage and it's been embellished upon, in my opinion, and this professor says the same thing. Livestock produces a lot of... I guess what I do is, frankly, call people's attention to what comes out of the rear end of a cow other than gas. If you go into a pasture where there are cows, hopefully it's pastured and not some big feedlot, because you'll never see this in the feedlot, but you'll see it on a pasture where the cows have pooped, and you look around where the poop is for about a foot out in any direction, all the grass is green. Why is that? Because in the poop is a microbial content that works on enhancing the value of the soil, making everything much greener and much better, thus contributing to the photosynthetic process, which creates... It takes the carbon dioxide out of the air and puts oxygen into the air. And without the cows and what they're doing to make the soil better, we wouldn't have that. So that's one of the things to be considered. There's a lot of other stuff. People are just so far removed, so far from the farm, they don't have any clues. They come up with these kooky, cockamamie ideas that are just plain wrong. So I think part of my job here is to explain. And by the way, CO2 is much better. You know, that has methane. We're getting the methane out because of the cows, not because of them. 59 past the hour, food for thought on the American Family Farmer.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.